Recorded Books presents The Snow Child by Eowyn Ivey, narrated by Deborah Monk and directed by Stephen Bartolome.
Part 1. From Little Daughter of the Snow by Arthur Ransom. Wife, let us go into the yard behind and make a little snow girl, and perhaps she will come alive and be a little daughter to us. Husband, says the old woman, there's no knowing what may be. Let us go into the yard and make a little snow girl. Chapter 1. Wolverine River, Alaska, 1920. Mabel had known there would be silence. That was the point, after all. No infants cooing or wailing, no neighbor children playfully hollering down the lane. No pad of small feet on wooden stairs worn smooth by generations or clackety-clack of toys along the kitchen floor. All those sounds of her failure and regret would be left behind, and in their place there would be silence. She had imagined that in the Alaska wilderness silence would be peaceful, like snow falling at night, air filled with promise but no sound. But that was not what she found. Instead, when she swept the plank floor, the broom bristles scritched like some sharp-toothed shrew nibbling at her heart. When she washed the dishes, plates and bowls clattered as if they were breaking to pieces. The only sound not of her making was a sudden caw, caw from outside. Mabel wrung dishwater from a rag and looked out the kitchen window in time to see a raven flapping its way from one leafless birch tree to another.